Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for joining me today. This is Kelly Barner, owner of Buyer's Meeting Point and the Business Survey Chair for the ISM New York Report on Business. The ISM New York Report is a highly regarded indicator of business conditions in the New York metro area, including a six-month outlook, employment index, and current and expected revenues. The April ISM New York Report on Business was released on May 2nd at 9:45 a.m. Eastern and is available for download on the ISM New York website. I will include a link to it on today's Blog Talk Radio episode page. New York City purchasing managers demonstrated a small but directional shift in perspective in April, according to this month's survey. While all indices moved in a desirable economic direction in March, April's findings all moved in the opposite direction. So every index that you would hope to see increase, such as current business conditions, six-month outlook, employment, and current and expected revenues, went down, while prices, the one index procurement wants to see decrease, moved up. The only exception to this was quantity of purchases, which was the only index to cross below the break-even point this month and which demonstrated less buying activity in the month of April. Now, before you start stocking your fallout shelter, keep in mind that most of the reversals were minimal. Current business conditions fell from 56.5 in March to 55.8 in April. Six-month outlook, our measure of optimism, decreased from 75.6 in March to 73.2 in April. And while this may have been a step back from March's three-year high, the index still remains squarely in growth territory. In fact, optimism has only been higher three times since the last high in February of 2014. On a more significant note, news for the top line and forward guidance are where we recorded the greatest changes in April. Current revenues were 55 in April, falling from a 20-month high of 65 in March. Expected revenues fell even further, coming in at 65 in April after reaching 80 in March for a 19-month high. Now, as a reminder, because the ISM New York Report on Business is a diffusion index, we take the total of the positive responses each month and half of the responses indicating that conditions would remain the same. The largest response growth in both revenue indices indicated that their expectations remained the same. In other words, no change from March to April. So what we're really seeing here is less of a contraction and more of a steady hold. In fact, even with their significant decreases from March to April, both current and expected revenues still indicated growth over the previous month, albeit at a slower rate than from what we saw from February to March. Please feel free to share your comments and feedback on this information, as well as to share it with anyone from your network that you feel would benefit from the information. As I've said, I will put a link to the April ISM New York Report on Business on today's Blog Talk Radio episode page. Remember to check back in with me on Friday, June 2nd for the release of the May report. Thank you for joining me, and please have a great rest of your day.